You're about to listen to Formal Shark. We will warn you that it does have explicit humour, even though it is meant to be a serious review show.
You're listening to Formal Shark. So, it's another episode.
Yeah, we have got our one listener in and our one listener's brother.
Yeah.
That is a listener.
Yeah. So we'll maybe not. I mean, which one's the listener and which one tells the other to say what to tell us that they've been listening?
Or are they not the same person?
This is a 330ml bottle. It's very vibrant and yellow. It's 4.6%. It's called Sea Witch? Sutrich? It looks Welsh.
It's a Welsh thing that's so all Welsh. Over the place.
Supreme's Champion Beer of Britain 2015.
I think it actually means something Welsh. And I
unfiltered
that.
Welsh red ale. Does this mean it's got sheep in it?
Oh, you just went down the lowest common denominator of stereotypes.
All our Welsh fans are now not listening. If it we had any.
Surely it should taste a leek.
A leek?
Yeah. Well, isn't that not what Welsh people eat leeks?
I don't know.
The internet's just given us other suggestions when
I've not heard of that stereotype.
Oh, it's because it's a W, not a H. I'm just trying to see what it means in
C-W-T-C-H.
Yeah.
It probably means crap.
A cupboard or cubbyhole, a cuddle or a hug. I take it as a cuddle or a hug in this sort of sense. So we'll see if it cuddles our mouth. I'll go for the one on Google rather than the Urban Dictionary, because that'll probably...
Is that like...
I don't know, I didn't read it, but I imagine it's... So it smells... Sort of like a red ale sort of smell to it.
No shit, it
is it a red ale? Oh, I didn't read that.
I said it.
I wasn't listening.
Subconsciously, you must have been.
No,
to know it smells like a red ale.
No, it's, I know what a red ale smells like, you bell end.
Mine's a bit sedimenty.
We've got sea monkeys in yours. Mm-hmm.
They, our guests probably got a little bit of sea monkey. It's all right. They don't kill you. Might even clean out your insides.
So it's got a bit of a sharpness. A sharpness. It's
a very traditional red ale.
Yes, it tastes like any sort of a red ale, like your 5 a.m. red or whatever, red sin or whatever, of Brewdogs and that sort of thing. Slightly better than that, I think, just a little bit more rounded. But no, it's...
It doesn't jump out and shout at me, but there again...
Yeah, because on the back of it says it's some sort of award winner.
The award is on the front. It's Supreme Champion Beer of Britain.
What year?
2015.
That wasn't that long ago.
No, it was a whole 7-8 months ago, Philip.
No, I'm just thinking of the beers that are around at the moment. It's a very nice beer, I'm not thinking, but I wouldn't have put it up... Of some of the beers that we've seen now, actually, but, talking about that, our award winner of Heisenberg, the one that's on our top, won some awards. That was on Twitter.
Oh.
A bit of random information, half given to us.
Yeah, so.
Homework, go off and research it.
Mm-hmm.
That sort of thing.
No, it's nice. I think this could be your gateway drug into craft beer, though. If you like your real ale, you could quite easily drink.
So is this like cannabis?
A little bit, yeah. Apart from it doesn't... Well, it probably would mellow you up if you had enough of it.
Yeah, or stop making you fight.
Yeah, so one of the two. It's nice. It's not amazing.
I'm thinking 60...
I wasn't even going to go that high.
Well, yeah, I was going to go 62.
No, I was going to go 56, 57.
No, because I prefer this to Punk IPA, that if my memory is right, is that 61? No, is that 62?
That is 62.
Yeah. Well, 61 then. Split the difference.
That's not splitting the difference.
It is when it's in my favour.
Can we call 60?
61 and a half.
60.
61 and a half.
60. Why are you going 161 and a half? That was going up.
Well, how did 61. You might have just decided
I'm
to
not
go
that daft. 60.
60 and a half.
60.
60 and a half.
Look, I'm being fair by saying 60, because I wanted to rate it lower.
I'll go with 60. But it's 61 for anybody that wants to really know.
Okay, you'll probably stick it up on the bloody board at 61 as well.
And probably.
In a couple of weeks' time, I'll look at it and be like, yeah, fine, whatever.
Right, anyway.
It's 60.
We'll finish drinking this beer off at 61. Yeah.
It's 60. It's always going to be 60.
It's going to be 61 in my eyes. Well, higher than that.
Beer number two.
Yes. Are we going for that? Oh, yes, we are.
Oh, yeah, because yes. You want the other one last. So this is prepared by Whilom. It is pieces of what? West Coast IPA. It is 7.5% and on a 330ml bottle. Says store upright. It was £2.59 from
Coppers. It was quite good because he gives a little sample of the it on draft as well when I was in.
Ooh, sample and draft. Look at you.
It was good upselling because it meant I bought two bottles.
So, instead of just the one that you were planning.
Yeah.
So basically, you've had a sneak peek of this.
Yeah.
I think that's mean.
Well, if you, Johnny Hollies this week.
Yeah, you did.
And you didn't.
No.
You can have your Johnny Holidays with us.
Stuck working, making the money. One of us has to work. Do the guests want some?
So the smelling.
Guests are being very quiet.
It's almost got a very fruity nose to it. Bananas, maybe? Sniff that and see if it smells of bananas, or am I just talking guff?
No. I can't smell bananas in it.
But definitely like a fruity sort of, like, fruity smell.
Yeah. But not bananas.
It's sort of like a...
I thought pineapple, but I wasn't going to say it out loud because he said banana. Banana and pineapple smell completely different.
It smells like
lilt. Yeah, but I only smell pineapples with the rings.
One of our guests says it smells like lilt. Does that mean two lilt ladies are going to jump out the door?
Right, I'll take a swig.
I've got sea monkeys in mine again.
Have you?
Mm. Oh, that's all right. Mm.
There's almost quite a thick feeling to the beer.
Yeah.
It feels...
Is that a vagina?
Is that a vagina? No,
on the
it's
bottle,
not.
It's like some sort of...
It's not. It's like ribs or something. I don't know what it
ribs?
Is.
What ribs have you seen that look like that?
Well, I don't know what it is, but just... If you've seen a vagina like that, you want to take it to the doctor... Definitely, because it's got ribs in its vagina.
It's not ribbed.
ribs for ladies' pleasure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very nice beer anyway. Let's get back to the beer. Beer.
I like it.
I'm trying to describe it. Because it doesn't... It's got like wheatiness to it, but it doesn't taste wheaty in that...
Yeah.
Generic, boring, wheaty taste. I really like it. I've clocked my eyes on what number I think I would give it.
Me too.
What do you reckon?
69.
Fucking hell, that was exactly it again. I thought that dirty number, I'll put it on the dirty number.
What, I reckon you make this up and you're like, are we? I was going to say 67.
Next show, we're going to have pens.
Yeah, next show we'll have pens.
And we'll have to write it down on our hands. But yeah, 69.
No, that was... A really nice beer.
So without arguing, that's good. When we don't argue, that's good. That means it's a good beer. Now, I would...
Were we meant to be pairing food with these?
Yes, I was, but I forgot. I can run and get food. You entertain them with a little ditty.
So how was your day today anyway? I mean, I can't hear you back on this podcast, but I'm going to ask you how you were.
I'm back. We're going to
I was talking to them. I was asking, we didn't give them a chance to reply. I hope you're having a lovely day. And if you're not, email in. I've been kind. I asked them how they were doing.
We're going to pair this with raspberries because I've bought fruit in for once. Tastes like raspberries.
Where were the raspberries from?
Tesco's. £2 a plastic container.
I don't like raspberries.
Taste of raspberries.
So you bought... Our raspberries hairy on the outside.
They are slightly, if you lick one. If you lick one, just lick it.
I'm not licking the raspberry end. I don't want to lick
the outside of my raspberry.
No, I don't like raspberries.
I'll eat it then. But you bought a raspberry beer and brought it to my house.
I did.
And I already had a raspberry beer in because I don't like raspberry beers. So I've never got two raspberry beers in.
Well, I'll just take one home. I'll drink it on the way home tonight. And then we'll go. Job done. It's not real raspberry in it.
So I only like real raspberries. If it's that fake raspberry, I don't like it.
I like the fake raspberry because it's not real raspberry. And I know it's nothing like real raspberry.
So we should open it together. Mm-hmm. Because if it tastes of fake raspberry, you like it. If it tastes of real raspberry, I like it.
Or I could just drink it on the way home.
What, and puke up because it's not to your taste?
Well, I'm not puke up because it's not to my taste. I'll just go, ugh, I don't like that too much. I'd rate it a 30 and keep drinking it.
So you just complain all the way home?
Yeah.
To all the slugs. Complain to the slugs.
Slugs and snails. If there's a lot of slugs and snails out, I'm going to be struggle. Stood on one the other night walking home and I was devastated. I was proper upset. Poor little fella.
Why did you not, go and take him to animal hospital?
Because he was dead. I put my whole foot across him and he was squashed.
But you could have took him and... Did the critter little make it?
We can't make another paedophile joke.
I wasn't a paedophile. Oh, yes, he's a paedophile, isn't he?
Oh, God.
I didn't know. But then you can't make any reference to any celebrity from the 70s, 80s or our childhood.
Why? They all didn't, molest children.
But most of them did.
No, most of them did not. It was only a small percentage.
Yeah, but the others are just questionable if they have or not.
Mark Spate didn't.
No, but he then died after doing a drug overdose. He boiled his girlfriend in a bath.
Yes, and then therefore he was a child abuser.
This is very grim about child abusing and...
And you're saying that all child TV stars abuse children.
No, he was 90s. 90s is okay.
90s is okay.
It's 80s.
It's the 90s that did drugs and then generally got a better career out of it.
Yes.
It's the 80s that touched kids.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's how the rhyme goes.
Have they rhymed it now?
Well, the bound have rhymed it.
So if you're a child and on the playground and have a rhyme about 80s TV stars molesting kids, email it in.
At sharks at... Formal shark.
Were you struggling to figure out what our show was called?
Why a child would be listening to our show?
Maybe they really like beer.
But then we're an adult show because we're saying naughty words.
Yeah, but...
So they shouldn't be watching.
But they shouldn't be drinking beer.
So surely it should be in the offices around the country.
But, the children, there might be a child that goes, you know what, I really love a good IPA. I need to find a podcast on beers because there's just nothing that caters
to me. If you're a teacher and the school kids are singing a rhyme about 80s...
All that, yeah.
Please email us, and that makes it far more appropriate. And
not just ask the kids.
Yes, asking kids on a beer podcast.
Okay, in case they're listening.
Yeah. We've got to come down them. If you're under 18, get lost.
And if you, yeah.
Get to bed, do your homework. Your GCSE results haven't been as good this year. There were a couple of points down.
Yeah.
And the A-level results.
Yeah. And in a couple of years' time, they'll not be getting A's at all.
No.
They're changing the numbers.
Oh,
because
right.
Letters are too complicated.
Anyway, we'll pause this. Well, we'll press stop. We'll finish this beer and we'll get on to the next one.
Woo! Beer number 3.
Yes, I bought this one.
Purely because it's got a shark on it. And it does look like it's wearing a suit. Or is that a load of medals and an anarchy jacket? I'm not entirely sure.
I'm just going to go on our Twitter to actually find out where I got it from, because it was the coolest little shop and bar in York the other day that I had to visit about 3 times.
So this is from Fierce Beer, which is from Aberdeen in Scotland. See, we were talking about Scotland. Is this in your box from Beer 52? No.
We don't have a link for that, but we do have a Flavourly one if you go on our Twitter.
So you can subscribe to boxes of beer delivered to your house. We've got a Flavourly link. There's a couple of others out there, but we don't get money, so we'll not push them.
Yeah.
This is called Cafe Racer, and it is a fierce porter.
And I got it from Trembling Madness in York, which is a bottle shop on the ground floor. And then up above is a fantastic bar that does fantastic food. I tweeted it earlier this week. The platters of food were really nice, really high quality food. I got a nice big pie, and I got a Beaver Town for as me drink. I was with the old folks, so I think my mother got a an old Rosie, and my dad got another Beaver Town.
Cool.
It was actually quite good. My mum quite liked the Beaver Town beers.
Did she? Your mum liked Beaver?
Now she just loves cock.
She probably does. It's 6.5% and it's a 330ml bottle. It does say on the back, this is a nod to the speed-crazed bikers who risked life and limb to race from one greasy spoon cafe to the next. Dark as your favourite leathers, smooth as a Triumph Bonneville, and crazy as going ton up and heading for the hairpin.
Going ton up? That sounds like something sexual.
It does.
I went ton up last night.
Oh, ton up. I've got a feeling we might be disappointed. I've read too much of that label. I don't know what's coming.
Well, we're about to act because we lost the last 10 minutes of recording.
Yeah, the sound went a little bit weird.
So if you'd like to donate some money...
You're just destroying the whole studio now.
You could email us and pay for a laptop.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
And probably a new mixer. Yes. Some new microphones. Basically, some new studio.
Knobhead dropped the mixer.
Dropped the mixer, and that doesn't sound right. And then we on borrowed kit, and everything's just falling apart.
So, we have to act now. So, it's dark.
It's very
beer.
Dark. It's a dark beer, as you'd expect for a porter. As we said before, it was bought for the bottle, the label, because it's got a shark on it. It's got a good smell.
This tastes very good. Isn't that not how you act?
Oh, you can't tell that this is a vanilla porter.
Yes, you could be on EastEnders with that acting.
And maybe some subtle roasted coffee.
Yes. Anyway, we're having an argument. Did we say it was going to be 69?
Yeah. Yeah, we were having an argument before. We got all the way up to the ratings. Essentially, Phil wanted to put it on 70. The same with the other vanilla coffee and vanilla porter. But I don't think it is as good as that.
So we're going to go for 70.
I think 69.
69?
Yeah, you wanted to put it at 70.
All right, yeah, 69. Yes, we'll go for 69.
So 69. And then we'll come back with a...
Sum up.
I keep wanting to say roundup.
But you can't. It's copyrighted by them pricks.
But sum up doesn't sound right.
Yeah, I know, but them pricks have copyrighted.
Let's drink the formal shark sum up. We're not doing maths.
We can. Three, we count to three each time.
Okay, are you going to start it as, like, Top of the Pop style, though?
Yes.
Okay. Right, we'll be back in a minute.
Do, 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 do. That's not how it
do,
goes.
Do, 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 do. And this
one,
week...
At number one...
No, you start at the bottom.
Oh, right. And number three is Twitch. And it is, it's joint, isn't it? Joint first place. You have to check.
We've lost the notepad.
Yeah, we've had them at 69, all of them.
All of them.
Yeah.
They've all been
them
exactly.
Two have both been 69, because we joked about
so,
it.
So, no, that's at three. That's not joint second, is it?
No, we've done third. We've done fucking third. We've passed third. They don't, you know.
Yeah, but what is it? What
do,
is it?
Do. Twitch is at third.
It's
at
not seven. Twitch. It's Switch.
Right, and dyslexic, and it's
Welsh.
I'll press... on for that one as well. Right.
Joint number two.
Yes.
Or
is,
number one.
You say them.
Why them pieces of what? I mean, that's not art. Pieces of what?
Fuck off. I'm trying to include you.
And.
Calf Racer.
A fierce porter from the Fierce Brewery.
Well, I can't do that. That's about a mile away.
How bad are your eyes?
Can you say the third letter from the bottom? Can you say the third letter?
Third letter from the bottom is fuck off.
You know, this isn't...
You're not a bastard optician.
You know... The last time I went... When you were a kid, you went to an optician. They just asked you to do the...
They didn't blow my face.
Yeah, but they do now.
Why did they blow in your face?
I don't know. You fucking go on this machine, right? Fucking proper Clockwork Orange style. They pull your eyelids up. And then the machine, or a woman, I don't know, just goes... And spits in your eye.
That's not opticians.
Yeah, they do. That's what
that's not opticians. Yeah. I wonder if they didn't do that.
Yeah, that's probably the late 90s.
No. It's like when I was working in the hospital.
Right. That This wasn't an NHS one where they don't even have the board with all the letters on because they can't afford it.
Yeah, crazy camera.
You know. No, honestly, go up to... With your work, say you need eye things, go up to the...
I need eyes.
Yeah, because you get it free with work. And then go... It was... what's that one where they have the crap adverts? Specsavers.
Yeah.
It was Specsavers, yeah.
And they'd spit in your eye.
Well, they blow in your eye. I don't know why.
And then if you're an optician, can you please email in and confirm or deny that they blew in your eye? Maybe she was coming on to you and you just didn't realise.
Well, she was about 50.
Well, doesn't mean she didn't fancy you. She might have thought you were 50.
Yeah. Fuck off. Took a little bit to register that.
Says Mr. 50-year-old.
I'm not 50.
Yes. Well, a couple of more years.
A couple more years.
Yeah.
I should be having a midlife crisis. I haven't got a sports car at the minute.
No, you haven't. All broken down.
Yes, exactly.
You've got your old man car. You've got a proper dad car now.
Yeah, my dad's got the cool car.
And you've got the dad car.
Yeah.
Oh, look at you. Midlife crisis.
And I've got a child seat in the back.
Yeah.
I haven't got a child, but I have the child seat in the back.
You've got to find children to see if they fit in the child seat, because that might be a bit illegal.
No, it's for my niece.
That's what you say.
Well, yes. I'm sure she would kill us if I put other children in it.
She might not be happy.
She won't be happy.
She's never happy when she's around you.
No, she's always happy. I'm good.
You're the cool uncle.
Yeah, I buy sweets. Of course I'm good uncle. That's how you become the good uncle.
By bribing them for love.
Yeah, you cry in sweets. That's how it works.
Yeah.
As a parent, you've got to deal with it properly, but no.
As an uncle, you just get to give them a load of sugar and just leave them.
Yeah, and doing a pub. I meant like blow raspberries and things like that and teach them to misbehave like that. Like I got my niece to go to me mum and dad go, hurry up, losers, the other day. That I don't think my mum was very impressed with.
But that's because she's a loser. Losers are never impressed with that.
Yeah. Anyway, should we...
If your mum's listening, I love you.
Well, you would have a go on my mum, wouldn't you?
Not now. I probably would have a couple of years back. But it's the grey hair that puts me off now.
Oh, I just thought maybe you were more desperate then.
And a little bit more desperate then.
Shall we get on to the next show, the third three in a row? And
yeah,
this already.
Anyway, thank you for listening. Remember to email in.
sharks@formalshark.co.uk or phil@formalshark.co.uk if you just want to speak to me.
Yeah, if you just want to speak to me, that's bob@formalshark.co.uk.
Does yours actually work?
Yeah.
Mine does, because I've signed up the stuff with it. We're on Twitter.
I just don't have any friends to get emails.
We're on @formalshark.
And we're on Facebook, /formalshark.
And there's @phil@philformalshark on Twitter if you want non-beery things of me, generally.
And generally annoying politicians.
Yeah, generally annoying politicians and generally trying to annoy people on Twitter. I'm more of a, there's a word for it, isn't there?
Dick.
No, they have a troll.
I think that's the posh word to say dick.
Oh, fun dicking about on Twitter.
Yeah, there we go. Dick fits. So yeah, just interact with us if you like us, and if you've got the iTunes tunes,
Formal Shark.
Yeah,
type iTunes.
Give us 5 stars, even if you don't like us. Give us 5 stars.
Yeah,
we don't want the 5 stars if you don't like us, and if you like us, we do want the 5 stars. Yeah.
That psychology.
Yeah.
Freud and things.
Mm-hmm. Reverse psychology.
So if you want to have sex with your mother, give us 5 stars.
Exactly.
That's Freud, isn't it?
Yes, but it's probably several of his different ideas put into one, and I don't think it works like that.
Philosophy, if you kick a cat in a box, the RSPCA will still get annoyed.
But... You don't know if it's alive or dead while it's in the box.
Yeah, or they won't get annoyed. I can't remember the exact...
Yeah.
Same for that. But there's definitely something to do with a box, RSPCA, and a cat.
I'm getting worried because you've got a cat and several boxes.
No, them boxes are for carrying beer in. The cat is not allowed anywhere near them.
No.
Unless I'm...
Okay.
Shoving out mice.
Shoving out mice. Yes. Is that a euphemism?
We have no mice in this house.
Do you go and shove out a mouse on your toilet?
No, I shove them out my back door. I think
it's not getting any better.
I think on that non-bombshell, we should.
You can't say that, or the that
popular motor show. The popular motor show, not Retread.
Yes.
Might come after us.
Oh, Retread was shit. Have you ever seen it?
I have.
Once. What a shite.
It's like Top Gear, but worse.
Yeah. You were listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shark, written and performed by Phil and Bob, and edited by Phil.